booster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning. This is the WABC Early News. Hopefully, we'll start your day off on the right foot with a healthy dose of information. I'm Frank Morano.
Hi, Frankie. I'm Juliet Huddy. Hope you guys had a nice Tuesday. Can't believe it's Wednesday already.
I know. Like, that's what's nice about those four-day work weeks.
I know.
Exactly. Although you worked Monday, so maybe, you know.
Well, but, you know, I had Friday off, so that's right. It was all right. So Christian and Gabby are at the controls. Sid's on vacation, so Christian is on sports at 15 and 45, I believe, if I'm correct. Yes, I am.
That's right.
And also, by the way, in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. So, Frank, you know, I cut out early yesterday telling you my insider tips for the best Airbnb experience. And I said I was going to do it on my Instagram and my Twitter account, but I just saw I have so many left. So today, write it down because I've got more scoop, more tips to help you book the best property and have the best Airbnb experience.
Excellent. Well, I'm looking forward to that. And, of course, Joe Nolan's going to have traffic and transit on the sevens every 10 minutes. And we have a whole lot of news coming your way, including a story that we've been following quite closely that President Obama weighed in on yesterday. And that has to do with UAPs, unexplained aerial phenomenon. Former President Obama says he doesn't know where UFOs come from, but if they are aliens, he'd hope that that would unite humanity.
Mm. Well,
on this planet are real, they're profound, and they cause enormous tragedy as well as joy. But we're just a bunch of humans with doubts and confusion. We do the best we can. And the best thing we can do is treat each other better because we're all we got.
He opined on UFOs on a podcast with New York Times opinion columnist Ezra Klein ahead of this anticipated declassified military report on UFOs. He said he hoped it would bring people together, but acknowledged that there would be arguments over everything from funding anti-alien weapon systems to new religions that he says would inevitably pop up.
He's absolutely right. Well, the weather has been wacko lately. Our West Coast friends are getting slammed with the heat wave. I think temperatures out in California are like 106 in some places. The East Coast, obviously, it feels like we have rain every day. And apparently things are only going to get worse, at least according to the NOAA folks. Those are the hurricane folks down there in Florida. They say, hey, enjoy the temperatures returning to spring normal this week because you're going to have to brace for a rough ride come hurricane season. Scientists once again say we're looking at above normal numbers for hurricanes. So, yay.
Well, that's speaking of rides, a guy that is a tremendous guide for your ride to work this morning and hopefully can give me some insight on my ride back to Staten Island later this morning is the one and only Joe Nolan, who's got traffic and transit on the sevens. How's it look so far, Joe?
Looks pretty good, actually. Really not that much going on. We do have on the inner roadway, the Jersey Turnpike, between 14 and 8, the whole the way down. All lanes are closed. And again, that because of the ongoing road work. Now, the Southern State eastbound at Eagle Avenue, an accident with two lanes out. Now, both ways on Route 37 down the shore in Toms River, right by Bannier Drive, all lanes are closed. Accident, apparently, down pole, down wires. This happened around 2 a.m. So, again, as you begin to travel on Route 37, both ways in Toms River, all lanes are closed. Mass transit so far, so good. And alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations, again, today are going to be in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you very much, sir. And from your Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, like I just said, the weather is, well, we're going to get back to these spring temperatures, which is nice news. However, we will see some rain throughout the next few days, possibly. Today, we're going to look at about a high of 73, but we will see cloudy skies. Now, it's funny because we said this yesterday, and I had nice sunny skies out in Huntington. So who knows? Maybe we'll have some good news. Tonight, we should see cloudy skies with rain developing after midnight, and that rain should continue at some point tomorrow in the morning. We'll have scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Chance of rain is 100%, so make sure that you've got your umbrellas. Thursday. Temperature hits about a high of 67 degrees. Things will start to clear up overnight. And on Friday, we have a kind of mix. We're going to have scattered showers and thunderstorms early in the day, but we should have the sun popping out later on in the day. So that's nice. Saturday is actually looking really nice, as is Sunday and Monday and Tuesday. We're going to get into the low 80s. Saturday looks absolutely beautiful. 81 degrees and mostly sunny skies and pretty much the same mid-80s for the rest of the weekend. So at least we have a nice weekend, Frank. Right now it's 61 degrees in New York City.
Any big plans for this weekend?
You know what? Since we're getting ready to go to Italy in a couple weeks, we are laying low. We are not going to go out. We're not going to do anything. We're not drinking. We're just like getting our bodies into perfect Italian vacation shape.
Yeah. See, you're making a mistake.
Why?
Because you can't go from not drinking alcohol to then drinking alcohol like crazy on vacation. You have to work your way up.
No.
It's like running a marathon.
No.
You don't go from not running to running 26 miles.
No.
You have to work up your endurance and your speed.
It's not the way we do it, Frank.
I'm telling you, as a veteran drinker, you are making a mistake.
Do you understand, Frank? I've been drinking a lot longer than you have.
It's not the length of time I'm quarreling with. It's the amount of alcohol.
I don't care, Frank. I'm going dry for the next 2 weeks, buddy.
Well, President,
You're like a peer pressure guy.
We'll talk about this off air because we'll talk about this.
Peer pressure.
I don't want to
drink Juliet. All the cool kids are doing
it. No. We'll chat privately.
Okay.
I don't want to get yelled at for not delivering enough news. For instance, President Biden will speak today about the latest efforts in the nation's fight against the coronavirus pandemic. The administration's goal is to have 70% of U.S. adults get at least one shot of a vaccine by July 4th. As of today, 12 states have already passed that mark. This, as the U.S. is inching closer to another far more grim milestone, 600,000 COVID deaths.
Now, I got to tell you, the Summer Olympics in Japan, speaking of COVID, is now just over a month away, Frank. It starts July 23rd. So at this point, okay, let me go down the list here. Japanese residents have signed a petition calling for the games to be canceled because they're concerned about COVID. No one outside Japan will be allowed to attend the games because of COVID. There's currently a state of emergency in Tokyo, which, by the way, was just extended to June 20th because of COVID. Business leaders across Japan are calling the event a suicide mission and demanding it be scrapped because of COVID. And now we hear that cheering and high fives are going to be banned at the games, at the Olympics. This as the first athletes, including the Australian women's softball team, begin to arrive. Sounds fun, doesn't it? Sounds like a real good time.
I'm canceling my trip out there. That's it. All right. Well, Mayor Bill de Blasio has one message for renters in need. The city is yours and we'll keep it this way. It comes as New York State's Emergency Rental Assistance Program opened up yesterday, helping people who are experiencing housing instability or homelessness due to the pandemic. Mayor Bill de Blasio took to Twitter to encourage people to apply, writing, "The communities hit hardest by the pandemic must get the help they need to fully recover. Applications for small businesses will open next week."
Well, speaking, we're going to stay on this COVID topic. Yesterday, we told you the good news about COVID death rates plummeting here in the U.S. So that's fantastic. Now, new data shows the country recorded fewer than 6,000 new cases on Memorial Day. This is the first time that we have seen that since March of 2020, when the pandemic really started to kick in. And local officials say we New Yorkers are doing particularly well, with the positivity rate here in the city as low as 0.3%. And as WABC's Bob Brown shows us, as far as it goes with the massive drop in rates, that's not all the good news that we are experiencing.
The 7-day average for testing positivity rate stands at 0.65%, and that number has declined for 57 straight days. Comparably, just over 1,000 patients are hospitalized with coronavirus, which is the lowest such figure since October 24th of last year. I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
Thank you, Bob. Los Angeles also seeing massive drops in rates. Generally, there are roughly 52 cases per million, which is, get this, a 55% drop, Frank, from 3 weeks ago. 55% drop from 3 weeks ago when it was 117 per 1 million. Yeah, officials say it's all thanks to more people getting vaccinated.
Well, that is encouraging news.
Yes.
I guess those incentives are all working. The man under
how much you love them.
That's true. The man under arrest for sucker punching a 55-year-old woman in Chinatown has been arrested 40 other times.
Oh.
The attack happened on Baird Avenue Monday when 48-year-old Alexander Wright committed what authorities are calling the random attack. The victim was right near her apartment building and told police she temporarily lost consciousness. It's not clear what condition she is currently in.
You know, you mentioned the applying for de Blasio talking about applying for help
rental
and stuff
assistance,
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, by the way, let me just correct what I just said. I know that it's Bayard Street, not Avenue. The news copy that I was reading had it misidentified as Avenue. So I apologize to the residents of Chinatown.
That's very nice of you. I'm sure that they were listening carefully and were very upset.
Yeah.
If you're hoping to snag a restaurant reservation at your favorite spot, good luck. New data. This is great. I mean, this is encouraging. New data from OpenTable, which I use exclusively, shows the number of folks dining out last week was just about 3%, only 3% less than what it was in 2019 before the pandemic kicked in. Which brings me to this question. You know, the Biden administration has promised nearly like $30 billion, or $26 billion, whatever it is, to the industry to help it recover. Now, critics, and I wouldn't say I'm a critic necessarily, but I am kind of wondering what's going on here. They say the recent data shows this program may need some tweaking. And I potentially agree. And I'm not a restaurant owner, but I'm kind of wondering about this.
Yes, so I'm a frequent restaurant patron, and
yes.
I would agree.
Yes.
At 5:15, let's check in with Christian Arnold, who's sitting in for the vacationing Sid Rosenberg. Christian's got sports.
That I do. Juliet mentioning there's no high-fiving at the Olympics, but there was plenty of high-fiving in Brooklyn and the Bronx. Let's start in the borough of Kings, where the Brooklyn Nets, they punched their ticket to the second round of the NBA playoffs. They defeated the Boston Celtics 123-109. Last night at the Barclays Center, James Harden finishing the game with a triple-double with 34 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. Kyrie Irving added 25 points against his former team, while Kevin Durant, well, he had 24 points. The Nets will face the Milwaukee Bucks in the second round. In the Bronx, it was Clint Frazier getting all the high fives after hitting the game-winning home run in the bottom of the 11th to lead the Bombers to a 5-3 win over the Rays. Frazier had already helped save the Yankees three innings earlier in the game when he made a diving catch in the 8th to end a Tampa scoring threat. Luis Sessa got the win for the Yankees. New York sits in third place, 4.5 games behind Tampa Bay. This was Frazier talking about the win.
Oh, good. You know, I mean, it's a feeling that I'm sure that I won't forget, just because, you know, what we've been going through as a team, what I've been going through individually. And, you know, we needed that win. And obviously, you know, we got to build off of it.
The Yankees and Rays go at it again tonight at the stadium. Well, the Mets, they dropped a heartbreaker in extra innings, 6-5. In Phoenix, Josh Reddick drove in a pair of runners with an RBI double in the bottom of the 10th to win the game. The Mets weren't just mad about the loss, but apparently Marcus Stroman was unhappy with some comments made by Bob Brenly, the Diamondbacks color analyst on their broadcast. He made a comment about Stroman's do-rag during the game. He retweeted a comment from a fan saying, "I'm not surprised by this type of language towards African-American athletes. It's a blatant racism, and it's been going on for a long time." Stroman adding, "Since I can't say it because media will turn this against me somehow." The comment was a kind of a slight hand off the cuff kind of remark from Brunley during the course of the game. And the Knicks, they go at it with the Atlanta Hawks. They're facing elimination. They're down 3-1 after dropping both games in Atlanta. They lost game 4-113-96 on Sunday. Game 6 would be back in Atlanta on Friday if it gets that far. With sports at 15:45, I'm Christian Arnold for the WABC Early News.
5:17. Thank you, Christian. Let's check in with Joe Nolan, find out how the roads look this morning.
All right, outbound Long Island Expressway, Maurice Avenue, Frank, coming into that area. There's construction, two lanes route. And, of course, that usually causes delays on the inbound side, so we'll see. Brooklyn bound for on a lower level. All lanes are closed there. That for road work. Now, on the southern state, on the eastbound side at Eagle Avenue, there is an accident. Two lanes are going to be out as you come on up to that. Now, mass transit looks to be pretty good. And alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations again today are going to be in effect. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77. WABC.
Thank you, sir. Frank, what do we have coming up in business?
Well, we are going to be discussing the exciting world of JBS, the meat plant.
Oh, yes.
That is having some difficulty. I'll tell you when you can expect some meat.
I love talking about meat. And coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, part 3 of my Airbnb series. I see I turned it into a series yesterday.
How many parts are the series?
Well, there's going to be four, because the first one was why I love Airbnb. Yesterday was Airbnb tips, but I didn't realize how many tips I had. So it's going to be yesterday tips, today tips, and tomorrow the conclusion of tips.
All right.
So anyway, you're going to find out how best to deal with your hosts, your Airbnb hosts, and what to do before you even leave your house for your Airbnb vacation.
When you support City Harvest, you do more than just provide hundreds of millions of pounds of food to millions of hungry New Yorkers. You feed hope for a kid up in Parkchester. You feed confidence for a first-in-her-family Queens College freshman. You feed community for folks in Canarsie Park. You feed compassion for retired Staten Island nurses who continue to serve. You feed strength for office workers in Manhattan. When you support City Harvest, you feed good. Support us at cityharvest.org.
This is the WABC Early News.
The opening bell rings this morning after stocks finished yesterday mixed but relatively flat as traders took it easy following the long holiday weekend. The Dow started the day close to record territory but could not sustain the gains throughout trading. At the close, the Dow Jones gained almost 46 points, the S&P 500 lost 2 points, and the NASDAQ fell 12 points. The world's largest meat supplier says it hopes to have most of its facilities operational today after it was the target of a cyber attack. JBS was forced to shut down its beef plants in the U.S., and operations at other facilities were disrupted. However, the company's CEO says progress has been made in resolving the cyber attack and that the vast majority of its operations should be up and running before the end of the day. Juliet.
Thank you very much. I heard some complaints from some of my New Jersey friends when they were talking about trying to get down to the beach areas.
Yeah, Jersey people complain about everything.
Oh, stop that. On NJ Transit. Well, look, I've been on NJ Transit, and they have every right to complain anyway. The transit folks say that they are restoring nearly 60 trains as part of expanded service during the summer season. WABC's Bob Brown has more on that.
Agency President and CEO Kevin Corbett says beginning Saturday, additional trains will be run on the North Jersey coastline's Long Branch Bay head shuttle service.
Beginning on June 6th, New Jersey Transit will add 12 trains to the coastline, providing 6 additional round trips between Bayhead and this station, Long Branch, and for all our customers looking to really get to back to the beach this summer.
I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
Oh, that's nice. That's helpful. Absolutely. Don't you understand how difficult it is, Frank?
Yes. No, I do.
Well, you just insulted your New Jersey fellow friends.
Well, I was doing so tongue-in-cheek.
You know, Joyce and James, they live in New Jersey.
That's true. Well, no one's perfect.
You love them.
I do. I like New Jersey. I have a lot of friends that live in New Jersey. I grew up in Staten Island. Half of Staten Island has moved to New Jersey. It's true.
All right, I forgive you.
All right. And I apologize to the state of New Jersey if my remarks were offensive to anybody in the Garden State. A 17-year-old girl is thankful that she and her dogs are safe after a bear and 2 cubs tried to get into her Los Angeles area backyard. Surveillance video shows the bear swatting at the barking dogs before Haley Monico charges in and pushes the bear back over their backyard fence. She told KTLA-TV pushing the bear was the first thing she thought to do, and somehow it worked. The teen has a sprained finger and scraped her knee, but she knows it could have been much worse. Morinico warns others in the same situation to not do what she did because you might not have the same outcome.
That is so true. I saw that video. I mean, she had a whole bunch of dogs to deal with. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's get a little bit closer to home here. The guards charged with watching Jeffrey Epstein while he was in his prison cell will not themselves be heading to prison. The pair admitted that they falsified records. They said that, of course, they were monitoring him when in reality they were shopping online or they were sleeping. Epstein, of course, allegedly killed himself while they were off in La La Land doing their own thing. The two avoided jail time in exchange for cooperating. See, that's the interesting little word there. And community service also. But Michael Thomas and Tova Noel reportedly got that sweet deal because, according to the Daily Mail, they planned to tell the court that they were just 2 of many guards who routinely shirk their duties and falsify records there.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if there are any other prosecutions as a result of what these guards say for negligence or falsifying records or anything.
I mean, who's running the place?
Oh, yeah. Well, don't get me started. The Bureau of Prisons has some serious issues. A toddler is backing up her wish for a morbid Disney birthday cake. Listen to this. Leona Fay asked for a Lion King cake for her third birthday last month, but her uncle tweeted the request was specifically the moment when Simba's dad, Mufasa, dies. Sure enough, a Minneapolis bakery put together a treat that shows Simba looking over a cliff at his father being trampled by a stampede. Leona's uncle said she wanted that scene because everyone will be too sad to eat the cake and it will be all for me. Oh. It's received more than 750,000 likes on Twitter.
Okay, I'm just going to say this, and this is just between you and me, Frank, okay, and Christian and Gabby.
Yes.
You know when kids, like, chop up animals when they're kids?
Yes.
You know what they turn into?
Well, yeah, serial killers.
Mm-hmm. Anywho, are you a Pink Floyd fan?
I like some of their songs, but I don't get. I wouldn't call my. I'm not a crazed fan.
Okay. Well, if you were hoping, those of you out there who love Pink Floyd, if you were hoping that the endless drama between Pink Floyd's Roger Waters and David Gilmour would be tempered by the boys, I don't know, getting up there in age or maybe feeling a bit of nostalgia after being locked down, I'm about to dash your hopes, so I'm sorry. Push your Czech cereal out of the way and don't cry into it. The 77-year-old Waters went on his website to tear Gilmour apart, but that's not all. Waters published the album notes for the re-release of their 1977 LP Animals. Waters says the release has languished because of the 75-year-old Gilmour not wanting those sleeve notes to be published. Waters accuses Gilmour of putting up another brick in the wall by vetoing the entire album's re-release unless the liner notes are taken away. So he has put the liner notes out.
Was that your input, another brick in the wall?
Yes.
It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Amazon is getting behind legislation to legalize marijuana at the federal level. In a statement, the e-commerce giant said they will also stop screening some workers for the drug. The company hopes other employees will join them in support and policymakers will act swiftly to pass this law. The Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act was reintroduced in the House last month. Not only does it decriminalize the drug at the federal level, but also expunges some criminal records and invests in impacted communities.
Well, I was impacted very much so by the pandemic and how it affected live music and concerts and so forth and bands. My husband is a musician and we haven't been able to see his band play, which has been a bummer, but or any band for that matter. So I actually screamed when I was sitting here at my desk and I saw
a mouse or something.
What? No mouse. No. When I saw this news come over Twitter yesterday as I was prepping for today's show, concerts are finally going to come back. Thank God. And my favorite indoor venue of all time, the Paramount in Huntington, has announced that it is going to be opening. The first show is set for August 20th. Appropriately, it's the awesome comic Jim Brewer taking the stage. He's a regular there. He does these sort of like, you know, multi, appearance, weeks. And he's so funny. I've seen him. He's awesome. Upcoming performances booked include the Beach Boys, Pat Benatar, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, the Indigo Girls, Jim Blossoms, POD, Clutch. I mean, those are just some of the people on the list. I've posted a link to the full list of shows on my Twitter at Juliet Huddy TV.
Well, until they book The Captain and O'Neill, it's all just child's play. You want to see a great group like The Captain and O'Neill, you have to head down to a Joe Nolan sanctioned event. Am I right, Joe?
Yes.
You know what? Around St. Patrick's Day, there's no better place, no better band to say this than Captain and O'Neill.
I don't doubt it.
I love that.
They are really, so really good. So, you know, Juliet, next year maybe have your husband's band come down and play.
Oh, that's great. But they're hard rock.
Oh, never mind that. All right. Outbound Long Island Expressway at Maurice Avenue. There's construction. Two lanes are out. I can imagine. Inbound on the Gowanus and 7th Avenue. Again, a collision there. That's being clear. Brooklyn Bound Verrazano on a lower level. All lanes are closed there for construction. Now, the Southern State, this is on the eastbound side at Eagle Avenue, a crash that's being cleared. And then in Tom's River, Route 37, both ways west of the parkway by Bimini Drive, down pole, down wires. And alternate side of the street, parking rules and regulations again today are going to be in effect. And this report is a service of Napa Auto Parts, whether it's offering curbside or next day delivery on online orders or 160,000 parts or getting involved in their local communities when it comes to serving you. Napa's motor never quits. That's Napa know-how. I'm Joe Nolan, traffic on the 7th, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. They're Blackwater Rising. So if you ever, are interested interested, you can Google them, Joe.
Would
maybe
they do it
maybe
for free? If they
mind.
Do it for free, I could care less what they play.
I don't want to. I don't want to freak out the good people of New Jersey if they come down there. I mean, they're a pretty heavy rock band.
Are they really?
All right, coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. Part three of my Airbnb travel bonanza series. Today, more tips for the best Airbnb experience. But first, your top headlines.
From around the world to around the block, this is your 77-second news update from the RSCSolutions.com news desk on WABC.
These are your seven headlines in 77 seconds. I'm Juliette Huddy. Yesterday, it was plummeting COVID deaths. Today, COVID infection rates reaching a much-hoped-for milestone, the lowest numbers since March of 2020, and New York's death toll, nil. NYC's mayor says he thinks this wacky uptick in gun violence, no problem. We got it. You're going to hear from him. And it's rough seas for Florida's cruise lines. Oh, boy. And this threat by Governor Ron DeSantis could create trouble across the board for the travel world, not just in the Sunshine State either. And an ominous warning out of China. Government officials there threatened the Biden administration over that investigation into the Wuhan lab leak theory, calling it America's Waterloo. And the most disturbing aquatic experience you have ever seen. Thank God it's in London, and thank God only rich people are allowed to go to it. I'm going to show it to you on my Twitter account. Also, you hate bitter foods like Brussels sprouts, broccoli rabe? You may be able to battle COVID better. And finally, a perk meant to calm Amazon warehouse employees is getting destroyed on social media. I'm going to tell you about the dystopian phone booth coffin pod. That is your 77-second news update from the RSCSolutions.com news desk, where Mark Arzamanian will put you to work. I'm Juliette Huddy. The early news continues.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliette Huddy and Frank Morano.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. It is 5:31. Hey, Frank, on this day, this is exciting, June 2nd, 1953, the coronation of you-know-who.
Oh, Queen Elizabeth?
You got it, baby.
Wow.
Queen Elizabeth II. It was at Westminster Cathedral in London. You can actually see video of this. There is a Pathé video. If you go on YouTube, it happened obviously in London. She was the eldest of two daughters of King George VI and Queen Elizabeth, becoming heiress presumptive when her dad took over the throne after the abdication of his older brother, Edward VIII. She is the longest reigning monarch in British history.
Wow.
Yes. Congratulations to her. And by the way, coming up in my Jet Set Julia travel update, Airbnb bookings are all about the reputations of not just the properties that you book. They're also about how you behave while you're at these properties. So how to be an Airbnb's dream guest. That's coming up.
Wonderful. Scientists are revealing they discovered a new species dubbed the chocolate frog while in New Guinea.
That's lovely.
A paper in the Australian Journal of Zoology says that while the brown-colored frog was discovered in 2016, they had to do some genetic testing to ensure it was indeed a new species. The chocolate frog was able to remain unknown for many years because it lives deep within rainforest swamps. The study's co-author said its closest known relative is the Australian green tree frog.
Now, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen here. Some kid is going to be out wandering in the rainforest, and they're going to come upon the chocolate frog. They're going to be like, oh, it's a chocolate frog, and they're going to eat it, you know, because it's got chocolate in front
of
it.
Well, if you go – I mean, look, I'm not recommending that, but if you go to Nathan's in Coney Island, you can order frog legs. It's on the menu.
Hmm. So. Well, but not chocolate frog legs.
No. No.
Maybe you can get them and then just dip them in chocolate if you feel like it. I don't know. But speaking of sweet things.
I would never have listened to you on this show this morning and believe that you were not drinking currently.
Oh, no. I'm just being funny.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. No, I'm just weird. I had 8 hours of sleep last night. So
8 hours?
Wide awake.
My goodness.
Oh, gosh.
Were you in a coma?
What?
Were you in a coma 8 hours?
No, I can't imagine. Went to bed early. I took these melatonin chewy things. I took three of them. I was just out.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great. This is going to actually confirm your feelings. My next comment here. I am a vanilla Chex cereal flavored person myself, but Vice President Kamala Harris had some boss B things to say during an interview Tuesday with Morning Joe host Mika Brzezinski there on MSNBC. Now, Harris was there to essentially celebrate making the cover of Forbes 50 over 50 list. This is about powerful women. And when asked why she thinks she has become such a trailblazer, she said this.
I eat no for breakfast. Mm-hmm. So have I been told many times during my career things from, oh, you're too young, it's not your turn, they're not ready for you, no one like you has done it before. I've heard all of those things many times over the course of my career, but I didn't listen.
I eat no for breakfast. I kind of like that. I think I'm going to switch things up. No more vanilla Chex for me. I'm going to eat no for breakfast.
Why for breakfast? Why not lunch?
I thought you start your day off like that. You start your day off like a badass, you know. I eat no for breakfast.
Army officials are apologizing after U.S. soldiers accidentally raided a private business during a NATO training drill. Listen to this. The soldiers were performing a simulation to seize and secure a decommissioned airfield in Bulgaria last month. They reportedly raided an olive oil factory, thinking it was part of the assignment. The drill is part of a larger exercise meant to deter Russian military aggression. The Army apologized to the business and its employees and confirmed, thankfully, no weapons were fired at any time during the interaction.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine sitting there just mixing their olive oil, putting it in their little jars, and all of a sudden you got the Army blowing in? Yikes. All right. This is something. All right. Just listen, everybody. Former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, he is now insisting that he did not express support for a Myanmar-style coup over the weekend. So this is despite video and audio that critics say absolutely shows that he did. So you can listen for yourself. And just a little background first. The comment that you're going to hear was in response to a question by a former Marine, and you're going to hear some of his question, who was attending a conference filled with QAnon and Trump supporters, many of whom have been actively encouraging a military coup that would bring down President Biden and then replace him with President Trump. So here's that exchange.
I want to know why what happened in Myanmar can't happen here.
No reason. I mean, it should have it. No reason. But that's right.
Okay, so just to be clear, when asked why a Myanmar-style military coup can't happen here, as in the United States of America, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn said, quote, no reason. I mean, it should happen here. No reason. That's right. So that was on Sunday. On Tuesday, he posted a message to Parler, the sort of anti-Twitter platform, saying, quote, let me be very clear. There is no reason whatsoever for any coup in America, and I do not have and I do not and have not at any time called for any action of that sort. So make of it what you will.
Absolutely. Somebody that has been involved in numerous coup attempts over the years is these days limiting himself to traffic and transit.
He has overthrown traffic and transit.
That's right. That's right. That's why Burma is now Myanmar, because of Joe Nolan's role in that coup.
Right.
And it seems to turn into Myanmar.
Yeah, right. Outbound on the Long Island Expressway, Maurice Avenue, again, construction, two lanes going to be out. Now, inbound Gowanus, away from 92nd Street up to 7th Avenue, there's an accident there, a lot of heavy traffic. Now, Staten Island Expressway, westbound Holland Boulevard, a right lane crash, Brooklyn Bound Verrazano, lower level again, that's closed for road work. Also delays as you travel on Route 37 in Toms River. Now, the thing here is there was an overnight accident, down pole, down wires. They are still working on getting that out of the way. And the problem on the Sun State is still there. It sounded like they may have that out of the way, but it's still there at Eagle Avenue. And delays on the number, or the A trains, rather, that because of problems at Broad Channel, alternate side is in effect. This report of service of Napa Auto Parts, whether it's offering curbside or next-day delivery on online orders on over 160,000 parts, or getting involved in their local communities. When it comes to serving you, Napa's motor never quits. That's Napa know-how. I'm Joe Nolan. Traffic on the 7s. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Frank, what do we have coming up in the business report?
Well, we have a lot of infrastructure discussion. I'm going to bring you the latest on that. And two Elon Musk tweets may have gotten him in a little bit of trouble.
Ooh, and in your Jet Set Julia travel update at 5:40, why you should never communicate with your Airbnb host via private text message, and more insider tips for the best Airbnb vacation.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
The opening bell rings this morning after stocks finished yesterday mixed but relatively flat. The Dow Jones gained almost 46 points. The S&P 500 lost 2 points. And the NASDAQ fell 12 points. Negotiations over a massive infrastructure upgrade are set to continue today at the White House. President Biden will meet with West Virginia Republican Shelley Moore Capito over the new counterproposal from the Senate Republicans. The plan comes in at more than $900 billion, less than Biden's $1.7 trillion proposal. Capito has said the GOP alternative focuses more on traditional infrastructure, like highways and bridges. Biden's American Jobs plan is much more expansive. And two tweets from Tesla CEO Elon Musk in the past 2 years have violated an agreement that some social media posts must be approved by company lawyers. Certain topics are subject to pre-approval under a deal with the Securities and Exchange Commission after he tweeted in 2018 that he was considering taking the electric car maker private. The SEC charged Musk with fraud, and the Twitter deal came out of the settlement. Since then, the Wall Street Journal reports two tweets have violated the deal, one about solar roof production and another about the company's stock price. It's not clear if the SEC plans to take any action over the tweets, Juliet.
Jet Set Juliet travel update. I left off yesterday telling you to input the address of your Airbnb in the Google Earth app or on the Google Earth website. I literally spend hours at a time on this site. It takes you right into the neighborhood, right down onto the street, to the exact address you're looking for. It's an amazing tool to help you see where you're going to be staying, what the neighborhood looks like, how close it is to things you're hoping to see or do. So trust me, this is the first thing you should do once your property booking has been accepted and you get that email giving you the exact address. Another tip, if you've booked an Airbnb, you're likely staying at a private home. Now, they may use it as an investment property or their vacation home or even in some cases their actual home. If that last thing creeps you out, don't book the property. The best properties are the ones that have been sanitized of all personal items and tchotchkes. I personally am not a fan of staying in a flat with locked closet doors filled with who knows what, maybe other people's clothes, or cupboards filled with their food and personal items. Read the reviews that the previous guests wrote and pay careful attention to the pictures. Those are going to tell you the real story. As far as the host, sometimes they're the actual owner. Sometimes it's a management company contact. Communicate with them before you arrive in town via the website, the Airbnb website. They'll give you their phone number. They may even give you their private email. Use those sparingly. I'll explain why in a second. They may ask you a question or two before you arrive, like about what time your flight gets in, what time you plan on checking in. So be sure to keep an eye out on your Airbnb account for incoming messages. Also, I would suggest checking your account a few times during your stay just to make sure that they're not trying to get in touch with you. At the end of your stay, you're going to be asked to write a review, and they'll do the same. You don't want them wrecking your Airbnb rep by saying that you were incommunicado and unhelpful. Again, in many cases, the place is someone's private home, and they care about it. It's not just a bunch of concrete to them. Think about how you would feel if you cleared out all of your personal items from your home, but it was still your home, and somebody moved in for a week. Many Airbnb hosts are engaging, and they love to give tips on their city or their neighborhood, so take advantage of that. One host in London left me a binder filled with great information on the best restaurants, cafes, bars, shops, famous sites nearby, with detailed descriptions of each. That was really helpful. They are not going to keep their favorite places a secret from you because they want your business again, and they want a great review so other people are inspired to stay. So take them up on their neighborhood guidance. For international bookings, remember, even though the host communicates in English with you, they may only know the basics, and that can be problematic when trying to coordinate the key handover. Now, luckily, many hosts have started using lockboxes, so you can just show up with the code without having to organize a meeting point. But in places like Venice, Italy, or Dubrovnik, Croatia, where the streets are basically just twisty alleyways, you know, kind of laid out with no rhyme or reason, finding a property can be a nightmare. So the host will need to meet up with you in person. My go-to plan is, let's meet at a nearby hotel or a cafe or outside a museum. If you do your due diligence and you Google Earth your place, you're going to know what's around. If you have special needs or requirements, don't keep them a secret till you arrive. That's going to be disastrous for you, especially if you're staying internationally. Finally, for instance, if you need air conditioning in hot weather, make sure you ask if your unit has AC. A lot of places in Europe don't have AC. This is in America. It's a different culture. They're doing things their way. So don't get mad if you show up and find that there's no AC. You should have asked. All these questions and issues can and should be dealt with before you travel. And if you find something lacking after you've booked, give yourself enough time to cancel without paying a penalty and just rebook a new place. But you're only going to know this stuff if you clear it up ahead of time. And I will have more, my final Airbnb hints tomorrow. At 5:40.
All right. Something to look forward to for tomorrow. The exciting conclusion. Well, not the exciting conclusion, but the continuation of more Airbnb tips. All right. Continuing the world of sports commentary, Christian Arnold in for Sid Rosenberg has all the latest.
Oh, well, plenty to talk about, Frank. We'll start in Brooklyn where the Nets, they're moving on to the second round of the NBA playoffs. They advanced with a 123-109 win over the Boston Celtics in Brooklyn last night in Game 5. James Harden finished with a triple-double with 34 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. Kyrie Irving added 25 points against his former club. Kevin Durant scoring 25. The Nets, they'll take on the Milwaukee Bucks in the second round. It's do or die for the New York Knicks. They will face the Atlanta Hawks tonight, but the war of words started early yesterday after Clint Capela started talking some trash ahead of Game 5.
It's going to happen again. We win the game, we talk and we push around. So what are you going to do about it? So that's what happened. We can do it too. We can be physical, but we can win games as well. And now we're coming to your home to win this game again. They send you on vacation.
Knicks Julius Randle trying to stay above the fray.
Just heard about it and I do not care. I mean, we're not focused on that. We focus on what we got to do as a team. So you want to ask what we got to do, that's great, but you know, why would I give a hell what Clint Capela has to say?
Knicks trailing 3-1 in that series. Again, the game tonight at Madison Square Garden. If there is a game 6, that would be back in Atlanta on Friday. The Yankees, they win in walk-off fashion thanks to Clint Frazier in the bottom of the 11th. A two-run home wins the game 5-3. And the Mets, they drop a heartbreaker in Arizona 6-5. With sports at 15:45, I'm Christian Arnold for the WABC Early News.
5:47, traffic can often be a heartbreaker. And that's why we have Joe Nolan to guide us through it. How's it looking, Joe?
All right, Frank, we continue to have problems on the inbound side of the Gowanus BQE. You're heavy from 92nd Street, more or less, up to 3rd Avenue. There's an accident there. It's in the process of being cleared up and out of the way. Also on Staten Island, westbound Staten Island Expressway, Highland Boulevard. Accident again, right lane going to be out of service. Southern State, eastbound Eagle Avenue. Apparently an unauthorized truck hit the bridge there. They're in the process of straightening that out, but again, it looks like it may be a little while longer before they get that out of the way. There is a tow truck on the scene, though. Eastbound LIE, extra heavy at exit 18. Construction, two lanes out. Delays on the A train out of Broad Channel and alternate side again today is in effect. The support service at Napa Auto Parts, whether it's offering curbside or next day delivery on online orders of over 160,000 parts or getting involved in their local communities when it comes to serving you, Napa's motor never quits. That's Napa know-how. I'm Joe Nolan, traffic on the 7, Stock Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you, Joe. Why is the world making fun of Amazon warehouse employees, and why am I making fun of New York Mayor Bill de Blasio? After the break.
This is the WABC Early News.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer. So let's get into some funny things, like the Tooth Fairy and pots of gold at the end of a rainbow. Oh. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio apparently does believe in fairy tales. He says he is convinced the city can reverse the enormous uptick in shootings. Here is WABC's Bob Brown.
The mayor says New York City will turn things around when it comes to the surge in shootings.
For 6 years, we drove down crime consistently. We're adding new approaches to policing. We're getting the court system back.
15 people were shot and wounded, and a teen died in a matter of hours on Memorial Day. I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
I mean, I'm not supposed to editorialize, but come on, man.
Mm. You're not convinced.
Please. Mm. I mean, please.
Well, the daughter of Moneyball writer Michael Lewis and former MTV correspondent Tabitha Soren is dead. Police say 19-year-old Dixie Lewis was killed in a car accident in Northern California last week, along with her friend, 20-year-old Ross Schultz. According to reports, the two were heading north on State Route 89 toward Truckee, California, when they collided with a southbound truck. The truck driver suffered minor injuries and is expected to recover. In a statement, the best-selling author said he's heartbroken over the loss of his daughter.
Chinese officials issued an ominous warning to the U.S. Tuesday. Excuse me. It appears as an op-ed in the government propaganda outlet, the Global Times. In it, officials accuse American intelligence community folks of no longer being credible and point to the 2003 Iraq WMD debacle. They also warned that this probe into the Wuhan lab could be, quote, America's Waterloo. Charming.
Well, you wanted it. And you've demanded it, and now it's here. Yet more vaccine incentives. New York City is adding to its long list of incentives to get residents vaccinated against COVID-19. Anyone who rolls up their sleeve at a city-run site this week will be entered to win, you'll like this, Juliet, a two-night staycation package.
Oh.
New Yorkers who get vaccinated can still get their hands on free tickets to places like Liberty Island or memberships to City Bike. Meanwhile, the state has also extended its Vax and Scratch incentives, which is happening at state-run facilities.
A staycation as in where?
Well, I think there are a variety of noteworthy hotels that you can win a trip to.
Well,
yes.
All right. Do you like Brussels sprouts?
Yes, I do, actually.
Well, you may not love this story then, Frank.
No.
Doctors down in Louisiana stumbled upon an odd link between a person's taste buds and how seriously they get COVID. The researchers say the body part that detects bitterness, like you'd find in sprouts or maybe broccoli rabe, also apparently produces a chemical that helps destroy viruses. And they found folks who dig those bitter-tasting foods seem to get hit harder with the virus and were more likely to be hospitalized. It's not just those veggies either. The study says celery, grapefruit, even wine lovers need to watch out.
Oh, boy. I'm all for all these.
Yeah.
I like all those things.
So, well, I don't like broccoli rabe. That's the only one.
But. Oh, love broccoli rabe. A little garlic. My goodness. A Black Lives Matter protester is taking legal action against the NYPD and New York City. NBC News 4 New York says Andrew Smith filed a civil lawsuit against police after another officer ripped off his face mask and pepper sprayed him at close range. Smith was among thousands in the streets protesting the deaths of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor last May. Smith says he's disappointed but not surprised. The officer involved has not faced criminal charges.
Well, the world is accusing Amazon execs and employees of being a bunch of weepy snowflakes. Perhaps that's a little unfair, but see what you think. Social media users have been having a field day after the company posted a picture of a new feature coming to Amazon warehouses near you. It's billed as a mindful practice room, but snarky critics say it looks more like a coffin or a crying booth. The blue and white pod or cubicle, it's kind of hard to say. It's kind of like a dystopian phone booth to me, frankly. It's supposed to be for stressed out warehouse staff to get a little quiet time or reflection and peace. But they're not going to get any when they're in there because you know what's going to happen. The other worker's going to walk by, you know, kick it, bang it. It's just going to be a total disaster.
Work is being done to remove the pedestal that once supported a statue of Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest. The work at a public park in Memphis started yesterday. The project is being overseen by the Sons of Confederate Veterans. Once the pedestal is removed, the early Ku Klux Klan leader's body, as well as his wife's, will be removed and taken to a Confederate museum in Columbia, Tennessee.
Hmm. If you follow me on Twitter, you know how I feel about this next story. The world's first see-through sky pool has opened. It's in London. The thing, it's horrifying. It's suspended 115 feet above the ground between two 10-story buildings. The views are incredible. I mean, you can see the London Eye, you can see Parliament, and it's actually right near the U.S. Embassy, I hear. However, only certain folks are allowed to use it. You have to be a full resident of either the luxury apartment towers it connects, or, you know, you have to be whatever, a friend of theirs. This thing holds 400 tons of water. It is totally see-through. The walls are see-through. The floors are see-through. And I'm sorry, this just has death written all over it. You should see that. I posted it on my Twitter. It is so scary. I don't understand how anybody could possibly go on this thing.
Outrage is growing after a controversial class assignment at a school in New Jersey. A fifth grade student was reportedly allowed to write a biography glorifying Adolf Hitler and even dress up as the Nazi leader. The child's work was displayed in the hall for weeks. The elementary school in Tenafly confirms it's investigating amidst calls from parents for the teacher to be fired. Local leaders also want the principal and superintendent looked at as well.
I'm wondering how quickly Piers Morgan is going to blame Harry and Meghan for this, but human remains believed to date back more than 10,000 years have apparently been found just a couple of yards away from Harry and Meghan's California house out there in Montecito. The bones were uncovered during, I guess, there was some landscaping construction last week on a road next to their $15 million home, according to the Santa Barbara Sheriff's Department. And it appears that it is a young adult, and preliminary findings say that the bones could be from the Chumash people who lived in the area for nearly 11,000 years.
And there's no speculation that either of them did anything criminal here.
You know, Piers Morgan hasn't weighed in yet, but I'm sure that there will be something somehow connected to
him. All right. Well, speaking of people that are very suspicious, he's got the traffic at 5:57 as he does every 10 minutes on the sevens. Here's Joe Nolan.
Well, traveling on the Staten Island Expressway, Highland Boulevard, there's a tractor-trailer accident off in the right lane there. This is going to be just as you get into Highland Boulevard. In fact, now they have delays now both ways. So just look for this as you travel on Staten Island. Again, right at the area of Highland Boulevard. Again, the right lane going to be out. It's a tractor-trailer. It's mainly on the off-ramp, but still some delays. Now, if you're traveling on the eastbound side of the Southern State at Eagle Avenue, a truck took out the bridge there. They're still in the process of working on that. We're also looking at delays as you travel inbound on the Gowanus, then from the Verrazano up through 7th Avenue. A collision still being cleared. Long Island Expressway, slow inbound. Cross Island Parkway in through Queens Boulevard. On the outbound side, it is bumper-to-bumper getting in towards Exit 18. Construction, two lanes are out. And alternate side of the street, parking rules and regulations again today are going to be in effect. Mass Transit, still some delays on the A trains out of Broad Channel. This support a service of NAPA, whether it's offering curbside or next day delivery for online orders of over 160,000 parts, or getting involved in their local communities when it comes to serving you. NAPA's motor never quits. That's NAPA know-how. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joey. The good news is it's going to be 74 comfy degrees today. The bad news is we're going to have clouds and we will have rain developing after midnight. Tomorrow, we should see rain in the morning and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon with some gusty winds. You know, they always come with those gusty wind warnings. It's going to be 70 degrees. Friday, though, looks pretty nice. We might have a few showers early on with isolated thunderstorms developing later in the day, but it seems like they're spotty. We'll get up to about 75 degrees and we should have some sun. So it looks pretty nice over the rest of the weekend.
All right. And a whole bunch of news coming your way. We'll tell you what you can expect on the Bernie and Sid show, which is still Sidless. So we'll tell you what you can expect on the Bernie show. I've got business. Joe Nolan will continue with traffic and transit on the sevens, and we have Christian sitting in for Sid giving us all the latest sports
news. My grapes are seedless and the show is Sidless. I swear I haven't been drinking, I promise you. Just in a good mood.
WLIR-FM Hampton Bays and 77 WABC New York. From around the block to around the world, this is a 77-second news update from the RSAsolutions.com news desk.
I'm Frank Morano. President Biden is set to give an update today on the nation's fight against coronavirus. His goal is to have 70% of adults with at least one vaccine shot by the 4th of July. So far, 12 states have hit that mark early, with five others still under 40%. And the world's biggest meat supplier is hoping to have nearly all of its plants back up and running today. Computer networks at JBS were hacked over the weekend, causing some locations to shut down. Most customers were still able to receive their shipments. Florida is now the eighth state to ban transgender girls and women from playing school sports. Governor Ron DeSantis signed the bill into law yesterday on the first day of Pride Month. He says it's about protecting the fairness and integrity of women's sports. A possible motive is emerging in California's fire station shooting. An off-duty firefighter showed up on his day off and killed a co-worker. The Los Angeles Times reporting the two men had an ongoing dispute. A fire captain was also shot and survived. New Jersey school officials investigating an incident involving a teacher's assignment of a report that appears to glorify Adolf Hitler. And Devin Booker scored 30 points as the Sun crushed the Lakers 115-85 in Game 5 in Phoenix. Christian will have more on that in sports. And then finally, Governor Phil Murphy is pushing the importance of in-person learning. He'll join with U.S. Secretary of Education Dr. Miguel Cardona to visit Bergenfield High School this morning. It comes just a day after teachers at Patterson Public Schools returned to the classroom without students. Last month, Murphy said schools across New Jersey would not be offering remote learning in the fall. It is 62 degrees. That's your 77-second news update from the RSCSolutions.com news desk, where Mark Arzamanian will put you to work. I'm Frank Moreno on 77 WABC. A whole lot of news coming your way next.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while
entertaining and informative, it's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning. This is the WABC Early News. More news in 90 minutes than the all-news stations bring you all day. I'm Frank Morano.
Wow, that is quite the statement.
Oh, and it happens to be true.
All right. Well, and we also bring you news that you're not going to hear on some of these other stations. We bring you history news and stuff that you can talk about, you know, at the dinner table or hanging out with your friends.
That's right.
Which I really love. Okay, we've got some really cool stuff to talk about. First of all, a storm is brewing between Florida's governor and the travel industry. Governor Ron DeSantis is warning cruise lines that he is going to slap them with tens of thousands of dollars in fines. It could be a lot more if they demand that passengers have to prove that they're vaccinated. In fact, the Republican says it could amount to a fine of $5,000 per passenger. The threat comes on the heels of a new law that he signed banning bars, schools, restaurants, and other public or private businesses from asking customers if they've been vaccinated. The problem here is the CDC has been working closely with the cruise industry in recent months, as you probably heard me talk about many times here on the show. And the only way that they would greenlight ships moving out from U.S.-based ports was if 98% of a ship's crew and 95% of that ship's passengers got their shots. The issue is becoming a real lightning rod, not just for cruises, but for other realms of the travel industry, including airlines who rely heavily on cruise ship passengers, particularly out of, you guessed it, Florida. So this could mean cruise lines pull out of the state altogether, which doesn't seem to bode well for the Sunshine State's economy.
The Army is apologizing for soldiers accidentally invading a factory in Bulgaria during a training exercise. They were reportedly practicing how to seize and secure an airbase, but then went off script. The country's president called it inadmissible and is demanding an investigation.
Feeling a little down these days, Frank?
No, I feel pretty good.
Well, I can't believe I'm saying this, but maybe not. This is not to you. Try waking up earlier. A new study's out of the University of Colorado. They found getting up early and going to bed early is linked with a lower risk of depression. Researchers looked at nearly 900,000 people and found sleep timing patterns are a risk factor for major depressive disorder. Experts say it could be likely exposure to light. The more day you experience, the less glum you'll be.
Well, that is true. I do find that the lack of daylight that I experience as someone that's nocturnal, it does put you in a little bit of a dour mood.
I totally understand that.
All right. Somebody that is rarely in a dour mood is Joe Nolan, who's got traffic and transit on the sevens. Joe, I have to take Highland Boulevard home. What's going on there?
It's right at the bottom of the ramp to Highland Boulevard. There was one of those. It almost looks like a grain truck, like one of those things you find in the Midwest. You know, this open top with the vents at the bottom. In any event, westbound Staten Island Expressway, right at the bottom of the Highland Boulevard on ramp, there is an accident in the right lane, and it is causing a little bit of a delay on the main line with rubber. But again, as you get on the Staten Island Expressway and Highland Boulevard, that's what you have there. Inbound, go on to speak QE, bumper to bumper from the Verrazano to 7th Avenue. Again, that collision continues. If you're inbound on the LIE, there are definitely delays now from the Cross Island in through Queens Boulevard. Southern State, this Eagle Avenue deal is still there. Unauthorized truck struck the bridge. You're in the process of getting that straightened out. The westbound side, there is quite a bit of rubbernecking. And alternate side of the street parking rules again today are in effect. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Very much. From the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, we're going to have cloudy skies today, 74 degrees for a high. And then as we head into the nighttime, especially right after midnight, we're going to start to see rain developing. Tomorrow, it's going to be just rain all day, 100% chance. So make sure you leave tomorrow with your umbrellas and your rubbers. We'll have rain in the morning, scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. And again, we may have some strong gusty winds in those storms. Tomorrow night, variable clouds with some thunderstorms continuing, but by Friday, it's looking really, really nice. A few showers early on, maybe some isolated thunderstorms here and there throughout the day, but 75 degrees. And Saturday is looking beautiful, 81, mostly sunny skies. Sunday also looking nice, 85, mostly sunny skies. Right now, it's about 61 in New York City.
An independent investigation into reports of racism at the Virginia Military Institute is complete. According to WWBT-TV, there are racial and gender issues at the school. The investigation revealed that some members of the VMI community advocate for Confederate traditions. Additionally, the investigation pointed out that the school has not addressed sexual assault allegations when brought to their attention. VMI officials say that they are reviewing the report and will develop an action plan to address all of those issues.
Frank, I was listening to The Other Side of Midnight, which is awesome, OSOM, and I heard you talking about the senior centers in New York City.
That's right.
A couple nights ago, yeah. Well, apparently you speak and you shall be heard and listened to. Senior centers in New York City can reopen in mid-June. WABC's Bob Brown has more.
Senior centers in New York City will be allowed to reopen for indoor activities starting June 14th after being shut for more than a year because of coronavirus.
Our homebound vaccination effort reach thousands and thousands of seniors.
Mayor de Blasio says social distancing will be required. About 72% of New York City seniors have been given at least one dose of the vaccine. I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
Excellent news. Also exciting from the medical world. A test of a so-called Trojan horse cancer drug appears to be a success, and experts hope that it could someday soon lead to the end of chemo. University of Edinburgh researchers created the cancer-killing molecule, and they fed it to cancer cells. And luckily, they fed it to those cells without harming the tissue surrounding those cells. Scientists hope it could help boost survival among human cancer sufferers.
I didn't think a Trojan horse could get cancer. You live and you learn.
You're very funny.
The Long Island Aquarium is giving visitors the chance to literally sleep with the fishes.
No way.
For $200, you and a guest will get a private overnight stay, a penguin meet and greet.
Oh, that's cute.
A shark dive.
No thanks.
A champagne dinner and a kayak tour. You'll also get to keep the mattress that you sleep on, which is made of recycled ocean plastics. Hmm. You can book the stay on the aquarium's website on June 8th, which also happens to be World Ocean Day.
That sounds really nice, all except for the fact that you have to see fish flying around there, swimming. It's gross.
What, like, fish are gross?
They're gross when they're swimming. I like them dead on my plate.
Oh, my. Okay. All right.
Global warming is killing people. Hello. Researchers say a third of all heat-related deaths around the world this year have been linked to man-made climate change. And as with many environmental-related problems, the richer nations tended to suffer less than cities in poor areas.
All right.
That's all. That's the story.
Okay. Well, hey, I mean, that's certainly cause for concern. Why are you laughing?
I think you're nothing. I think you were just waiting for more
I was.
Death and destruction.
You kind of raised your voice a little bit at the end of the story as if to almost indicate that there was another chapter.
Christian, I think we need to re-rack this and play this back. I don't believe I did.
All right. Well, Christian, did she?
I didn't notice that. I thought we were done.
Okay. Fair enough. Jersey City could be paying hundreds of employees for their work during the COVID-19 state of emergency. A state appellate court ruled last week that Jersey City Public Employees Union, Local 245, were entitled to overtime pay during a 2018 nor'easter. The decision could, in turn, force the city to pay its workers for overtime during the pandemic, with union president Santo Delamonica saying the city has neglected to pay union members double time this whole year. If the appellate court's decision is upheld, Jersey City could be forced to pay hundreds of other union members for their time.
Well, I have to say, my dream vacation, I have a lot of different dream vacations, but the ultimate dream vacation is on a super yacht, private super yacht.
Oh, that sounds
fun. Yeah, well, it sounds incredible, but most of us will never be able to take that week-long vacation on a super yacht. So really, why do I do these stories, Frank? Why? It's kind of torture for me. But alas, I tweeted a picture yesterday, so I better follow through. A U.S. shipbuilding firm, they do super yachts mainly, has designed a real showstopper. The 520-foot vessel is modeled after a Spanish galleon, from the Spanish Armada. It's quite something. It's got four massive sails, eight decks. I mean, frankly, this thing doesn't look seaworthy to me, I have to say. It has a full-size basketball court, two pools, a tennis court, four handball courts. It can hold 200 guests, and many of them can arrive by chopper because the thing can hold 10 in its hangar. It's the largest design in the company's Goliath series of super yachts. I mean, if anybody out there is really rich and they would like to pay for my vacation on a super yacht, please feel free.
Well, a new
is that payola? Would that be considered payola?
I think it is. Yes, I think that's the definition.
No, I mean,
I think
they're not getting anything out of it.
Technically, I suppose it's yachtola. A Newark firefighter is suffering from second-degree burns after battling a rectory church fire yesterday afternoon. He was hospitalized with burns to his neck while fighting a blaze at St. Lucie's Church. The fire broke out around 2:30 in the afternoon, and officials rushed to evacuate the building on 7th Avenue. The fire didn't damage the church itself, but two priests have been relocated.
Well, Kevin Spacey certainly hasn't been canceled, a la some of the other alleged sexual harasser fellas. The actor was seen arriving in Turin, in Italy, for a shoot that marks his return to the big screen. It's actually a low-budget Italian film about, you actually mentioned this, I think, Frank, a wrongly accused pedophile. The 61-year-old plays a detective. He was joined by his longtime beau, Evan Lowenstein, who I had no idea, I did not put two and two together, was part of the band, boy band Evan and Jaren, with his identical twin, Jaren.
Huh.
Yeah. No idea. But now you know.
And now you know the rest of the story. Yeah. All right. Prepare for possible meat shortages or higher prices. That's the fear after the world's biggest meat supplier was hit in a cyber attack, forcing several plants to shut down. Most locations in the United States, Australia, and Canada are expected to be back up and running today.
The seedless Sid is not here today on the show, but we do have the next best thing, X-Gen, a.k.a. Christian Arnold.
Well, thank you, Juliet. And Frank mentioned the Suns beating the Lakers 115-85. Let's move a little closer to home, where the Brooklyn Nets, they punched their ticket to the second round of the NBA playoffs with a 123-109 win over the Boston Celtics. Now, there's one person who was happy to be over with this series. That was Kyrie Irving, who's had a tough time playing against his former team in Boston.
I'm just glad it's settled. And for me, we could just move on and focus on the rest of this long season that we have ahead. Just grateful that we get a chance to, be together in the trenches, me and my teammates.
Irving had 25 points for the Nets last night in the win. Kevin Durant scoring 24. James Harden leading the way with 34 points and a triple-double with 10 rebounds and 10 assists. The Nets move on to face the Milwaukee Bucks. The Knicks, well, they're ready for a fight with the Atlanta Hawks. And the fighting words, well, they started early yesterday. This is Atlanta forward Clint Capela talking about the Knicks and sending them home early.
It's going to happen again. We win the game. We talk and we push around. So what are you going to do about it? So that's what happened. We can do it too. We can be physical, but we can win games as well. And now we're coming to your home to win this game again. They send you on vacation.
the Knicks trying to stay above the fray and not really commenting on Capella's comments. It is do or die for the Knicks, who are down 3-1 with game four, a loss in game four at 113-96 on Sunday. Game five tonight at the Garden. They'll try and stave off elimination. Game six would be back in Atlanta. The Yankees, they're feeling pretty good after Clint Frazier hit the game-winning home run in the 11th inning to lead the Bombers to a 5-3 win over the Rays. It was a big win for the Bombers, and Clint Frazier said the feeling in the locker room was pretty jubilant.
We'll call it Club 161st. That's what it felt like in there. You know, but obviously, like I said, once midnight hits, you know, we have to turn the page and think about tomorrow. But there was a lot of happiness in that room.
Not so much happiness in Phoenix, where the Mets dropped a heartbreaker in extra innings, 6-5 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. Tonight, the Mets and Arizona Diamondbacks go back at it again at 3:40. The Yankees and the Tampa Bay Rays play again at 7:05. And as I mentioned, the Atlanta Hawks, they face off against the New York Knicks at 7:30 at the Garden. Season on the line for the Knicks. With sports at 15:45. I'm Christian Arnold for the WABC Early News.
6:17. Joe Nolan has all the latest traffic news. How's it looking, Joe?
Well, getting busier if you're on the inbound side of the Gowanus BQE. Still slow coming up to the merge with the Belt Parkway. Again, earlier issues there. Also, you have problems on the westbound Staten Island Expressway on the on-ramp from Highland Boulevard. There is that accident. Police, though, are on the right shoulder. If you're on the southbound side of the Jersey Turnpike, the western spur at 16W, apparently a vehicle fire. They're alternately opening and closing all lanes. And then on 280, we have a report of an overturned vehicle eastbound right around exit 15. And alternate side of the street parking rules are in effect today. This report is a service of R&L Carriers. R&L Carriers is hiring in Burlington Township, New Jersey. $31.99 an hour. $3,000 signing bonus for CDL drivers. Plus, hiring forklift drivers, clerical and dispatch. Open house June 11th to the 12th. 8 to 6 at 205 Elbow Lane, or call 866-200-1600. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
You know, I used to live off of Knee Street. It was a nice neighborhood there. Elbow Lane. You got to forget it. Thanks, Joe. It is going to be no joke, no laughing from Frank either. That's really something.
It's
thanks,
one of
God.
Those one of those shows today.
Yeah. You know, I definitely have had a lot of caffeine today, I can tell you that. From the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, 74 degrees will be the high today. Cloudy skies, unfortunately, and we're going to lead essentially into a lot of rain starting tonight after midnight through tomorrow evening, and we could have some really strong thunderstorms tomorrow. We'll get to a high of about 70. But once we get into Friday, may have some showers early, maybe some isolated thunderstorms later in the day, but it actually looks kind of nice, 75 degrees on Friday. So maybe sort of bookended by some rain, but not too bad. Saturday, 81 degrees, few clouds. Sunday, 85 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Looks really nice. 61 in New York City right now.
Stocks were mostly flat yesterday with the Dow Jones gaining almost 46, the S&P 500 losing 2, and the NASDAQ falling 12 points. Amazon is getting behind legislation to legalize marijuana at the federal level. In a statement, the e-commerce giant said they'll also stop screening some workers for the drug. The company hopes other employers will join them in supporting the policymakers acting swiftly to pass the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act, which has been introduced in the House of Representatives. Speaking of Amazon, shoppers can start counting down to Amazon Prime Day in just 3 weeks. The annual sale will be held June 21st and 22nd. That's the earliest start ever after last year's event was delayed to October due to the pandemic. But the tech giant is actually kicking things off Monday with a new promotion to support small businesses. Prime members who spend $10 on items from 300,000 plus sellers will get a $10 credit to use during the sale.
Let's stay with this whole tech topic. Singer Ed Sheeran's photograph is worth a lot of money, apparently. The talented ginger has just inked a deal to be the face of TikTok, as if it didn't have enough faces. Fans are freaking out, not just because they're going to be able to see him more on their favorite social platform, but also because he recently teased what sounds like new music. The last time we heard from Mr. Sheeran was back in 2019, and as a lover of all things ginger, I am very, very excited.
Well, Republican candidate for mayor and Guardian Angels founder Curtis Sliwa, who was, of course, a former WABC talk show host, says the squeegee men that have returned to the Lincoln Tunnel area will be gone if he has his way. Sliwa confronted the window-washing men who menace drivers for money as they exit the tunnel. He told them that if he becomes mayor, they will no longer be able to harass drivers. Sliwa says he would send NYPD cops to arrest them. One of the squeegee men told reporters that he makes around $40 an hour washing the windows of cars coming into the city.
If you have not received enough adulation from your Facebook likes and the hearts and all that, well, you are in luck. Frank, I know how much this stuff means to you. Sounds like my favorite social media platform, Twitter, is about to make some big changes, including adding Facebook-style emojis so you can show your reactions to my charming tweets and everyone else's. Not exciting.
Well, I don't even really know how to use the Facebook emojis properly. I'm not really an emoji guy, but whatever helps people better express themselves, I think that's great.
See, I feel like you're the kind of guy that uses the very random emojis, the stuff that nobody else uses.
No, like what? What is
it? You know, like I don't know, a picture of a lizard or something. Like, it's just,
I wouldn't even know where to find it. I don't even know where to look for those, honestly.
You're a very smart man.
I know. Frank, I disappoint myself sometimes.
When you're posting something on Facebook, just look at that post and see if something sticks out to you.
Interesting.
That would indicate an emoji. Selection of emojis.
I do suggest that people do follow me on Twitter at Frank Morano. That's Frank, M-O-R-A-N-O. Now, Andrew Cuomo, who is facing both a sexual harassment investigation and an impeachment inquiry into COVID nursing home deaths, will hold a pricey reelection fundraiser at the end of the month. Invitations for the June 29th party ask donors to contribute $10,000 for one person or $15,000 for a couple. It's believed to be the governor's first big dollar affair ahead of the 2022 race. Cuomo is eyeing a run for a fourth term next year.
We are just around the corner from being green-lighted to visit France, as you say, Franck.
Wonderful.
Yes, the country is allowing vaccinated Americans in starting June 9th, so it's literally just around the corner. After a lengthy lockdown, sites are opening back up, including the Louvre. The Eiffel Tower is set to make its grand reemergence July 16th. Another bonus, the famous Carnavalet Museum in Paris, it's probably Carnavalet, is reopening after a five-year shutdown. Now, this is great. I've been dreaming of visiting this place, but I never had the chance till now. It opened back in 1880, and it's curated to focus mainly on the history of Paris itself. One of the draws is it's smaller than the Louvre, but it's still filled with incredible items, including many belonging to Marie Antoinette. I love her. And what I think is really cool, everything is presented in chronological order, starting with the Mesolithic period. So, you know, it's easy to kind of get through. The roughly $65 million renovation is now done, and the space is officially open to visitors. Well, it opened this past weekend. And by the way, if Spain is more your style, you're in luck too, but only if you're vaxxed. The country opens to American tourists on June 7th.
The NYPD says the famed Washington Square Park in the West Village has been overrun in the past few months by troublemakers. So this weekend, they will shut the park down at 10 p.m. The normal closing time is midnight. Extra officers will be brought in Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to enforce the new hours. The NYPD says the city will keep the earlier hours if they see what they see that they lead to a more peaceful park and fewer incidents of crime.
This is a crazy story, Frank. If anybody out there is planning a trip to Mexico, you may want to do your due diligence before you go and avoid certain areas. Not for the reasons you probably think, like crime and drugs, but for the beaches. Yes, Mexico's glorious beaches are going through some troubled times. Thick globs of smelly seaweed are washing ashore in massive waves. And short of having a tractor constantly dragging the stuff away, which some of these resorts do, there's not much you can do about it. The annual blooms of the sargassum, as it's known, are becoming worse and worse each year, thanks to, of course, deforestation, river runoff, the presence of fertilizer, and other environmental issues. 2019 was actually the worst scientists have ever seen, but this year might even top that. The worst hit areas seem to be, unfortunately, Mexico's Caribbean coast, which is usually where New Yorkers and New Jersey folks go, including the popular beach resort towns of Cancun, Tulum, and Playa del Carmen.
Neighbors in Starrett City in East New York watched as the lights went out around 10 o'clock last night. Firefighters were called to the multi-building complex to make sure no one was trapped in elevators. Utility crews were on the scene all night trying to get the power back on. It's not clear how many apartments lost electricity.
Well, Frank, it has been wonderful working with you for a second day in a row. I look forward to the third tomorrow.
Same here.
Can't believe it's Thursday already.
Yeah, it is nice. The weekend is just around the corner.
Yes, it is. And I will see everybody tomorrow. Please make sure you follow both of us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Julia Huddy TV. Frank is at Frank Morano.
That's right.
And we will see everybody mañana.
All right. Bernie and Sid are next, but with no Sid. So it is just Bernie. He's got an action-packed show, and you'll also want to hear Joe Nolan give you the latest on that Highland Boulevard situation. I know I'll be eagerly anticipating his reaction.
Well, Frank, it really isn't bothering the expressway very much at all, but as you get on the expressway at Highland Boulevard, that's what this is, a tractor-trailer accident still in the process of being cleared. Inbound, go on to Speakeasy, slow still coming up to 7th Avenue with earlier problems. Now, a couple of big problems in Jersey. Southbound Western Spur, south of 16W, a vehicle fire. They're alternately opening and closing. And then also eastbound on 280, bumper-to-bumper, a new exit 15 with an overturned vehicle and alternate side of the street. Parking rules and regulations are in effect. With traffic on the 7th, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77, WABC.